toes from the words in the book. I see a vision that would bring me luck. From my head to my toes, through my teeth, through my nose. You get these words wrong. You get these words wrong every time. You get these words wrong. I just smile. But from my head to my toes, from my knees to my eyes, every time I watch the sky, for these last few days leave me alone. But for these last few
This is Carly
and Kate,
and you're listening to By Starlight on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wow. You've gotten really good at doing that.
Yes. And we have a really good playlist for you guys tonight.
Yes, we do. Our theme is
generally sad. I don't know. We've both been just enjoying, like, are like melancholic, not even melancholic, yeah. Just sad,
yeah.
Truly, yeah, I don't know, but it's this time of year, it gets really dark, it's a tough time in the semester, so we've just been wanting to, I don't know, have an outlet for that and sharing all of our like favorite music that gets us through these times.
Yes, I don't know if anyone else is like coming off of midterm season. Just us. But yeah, it's been like a rough couple of weeks. Post-Halloween blues, maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, it's November, and that's the vibe that we have going
on. Yeah.
Song was Leave Me Alone by New Order. I really love that song, and the album cover is
a gem.
Really cool. And I'm taking a drawing class this semester, and we just went to the MFA and saw the Rachel Ruch. I'm saying her last name wrong. She's a Dutch painter from like the 1800s. But we were looking at a lot of her work, still lifes, like flowers, and it reminded me of this album. And this song is very sad to me, and so I decided to play it. But coming up next is a very, very heartbreaking song to me that Carly just put me onto today.
This is Abused by Elliot Smith. It's like an unreleased song. There's like a studio version, I think, on YouTube, so that's what we're gonna play. I would actually be interested to look in when he wrote this. My guess is it's probably later, based on the sound, it probably around From a Basement on the Hill, but We'll never know, or I'll just have to research it. Maybe I'll come back with an answer next week. But yeah, it's just, yeah. It's one of his like, you know, darker lyrics. I mean, all his music is very sad at times, but this is pretty upfront about like his struggles and stuff. So, yeah, but just the general atmosphere is very.
Yeah. And I like encourage, Carly was like, oh, it's too much work to pull up a
the YouTube link.
But I was like, it's a really beautiful song. And I was like, if we're on the radio, like we have the power to like play songs.
Share
and, like,
the
share
music.
That.
Yeah.
And we have the power to just do it. So I was like, I want to
yeah.
do it. So.
No, thank you, Kate, for yeah. her encouragement of me. But yeah. Okay. So this is Abused by Elliot Smith.
Custom concern for the people. Build up monuments and steeples to wear out our eyes. I get up just to shoes and then walk. Gotta go to work, gotta go to work, gotta have a job. Goes through in the park and along fields. Didn't see no signs that they would yield and then fight. This'll never end, this'll never end, this'll never stop. Message read on the bathroom wall said, I don't feel at all like I fall. And we're losing all touch, losing all touch. Building a desert.
Hello, listeners. How are you guys?
Call in and let us know.
Call in.
How are you guys at holding off after that song, though?
Yeah. I don't know.
That song? Like, damn.
It's so beautiful.
That was Don't Know How to Keep Loving You by Julia Jacklin. Before that was the live version of Will You, I'm Lost by Amp. And
before that was Custom Concern by Modest Mouse. Three very different, like, three varieties of sadness.
Yeah, but I enjoyed all three thoroughly.
One comment we were saying, though, just generally, is that female or, like, women's voices, female vocalists for, like, sad music especially, just so...
It resonates.
I mean, maybe that's because of who we are, but like... There's a distinction there.
There's an honesty.
Yes.
There's like, I don't know.
A vulnerability.
A vulnerability, I think. Yeah.
But Elliott Smith is the exception. He's included in the woman category.
The next artist I'm going to play is non-binary, so I'm going to make an exception to this.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's talk about the next song.
Yeah, no, the next song is Chiat. I think that's how you say it, by Whatever Dad. This artist, like, I feel like that's corny, but, like, has had a huge impact on my life because, like, I just had a period of time, like, a couple years ago where, like, all I listened to was this artist, specifically this song. It was, like, my number one streamed song, I think, in 2022. But I come back to it every now and then, and it reminds me of that time in my life. And I think it's really beautiful.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's super soft and sad, but I like it a lot. So, hope you guys like it too. Ready?
Well, doesn't work.
get out of bed, put on some clothes, and fan your shoes. At least there's nothing more you could really lose now, is there? Drink a cup, head enough, and the sky don't shine on me anymore. Since I've been staring here at this floor for too many days, lost my
my soul can saw you from the bottom of the stairs, before you knew I was coming. And though nervous and scared, I lingered on. I heard most things break by the ends of these types of nights, so I'll force upon every word I've brushed up on, since knowing we won't speak like this again. You've got a certain who knows what about you, and I got a small amount of time to figure out what it is exactly and to whom does it apply. But I know for a fact that these are broken nights, covered in bottles, the stench of loss of life, and I know that it's bright. Heartbreakingly, won't speak like this again.
Hello. Radiologyinfo.org has photos, video clips, definitions of many medical terms, and a quick search function. You can also learn about the latest developments in radiology. It's totally free, doesn't require registration, and is available in Spanish. Developed by the American College of Radiology and the Radiological Society of North America. Despite how poorly I stumbled through that message, as someone who has experienced a lot of radiation in the last couple months, I think it's really important for people, so... Yep. that last song was I Think You Were in My Profile Picture Once by Modern Baseball. And then before that was
Pit by Window Seat.
And then before that was Bad Magic by Wise Blood. We'll start there and we can work back up chronologically. Mm-hmm. Bad Magic is like one of the like most heart-wrenching songs ever. Like genuinely, like I think Wiseblood, she has like an incredibly like striking voice, like beautifully, and there's like some vocal layering on there that does a lot to like really tug at the heartstrings. But the music is, I mean, the lyrics are just like truly, truly, really awful, but in a nice way.
Yeah.
But
it touches you,
yes. And then before, and then next we had...
Pit by Window Seat. I am, like, a very, very big fan of Window Seat, as Carly knows. I found her. Her, like, the artist's name is Rose Brown, and she's also in a band called Flooding. Shout out Flooding. It's, like, more of, like, a hardcore, like, post-hardcore, I guess, band. But I really love her solo stuff because I just love how, like, raw all of the recorded versions feel. Like, it feels like she just, like, recorded it in her room. Like, it doesn't sound, like, overproduced or anything like that. And I love how her voice is just, like, whispering on the track. And that's also what I liked about the Whatever Dad, like, a lot of Whatever Dad's music, because it feels just like they're, like, lulling you to sleep, kind of, but in a really comforting way. And the song itself is really sad. And I really like the chimes at the end.
Yeah,
so
they were really,
that's
really great.
Yeah, or the bells. Because she says it in the song. Yeah. Anyway, I really like that one.
And then after that was I Think You Were My Profile Picture Once by Modern Baseball. And yeah, that's just a really quick, short, and like sad little song. And like, I don't know, it reminds me of, I think it's a follow up to their song Your Graduation. When I found the song, I was under the impression that it was. So I listened to it a lot my senior year of high school, like thinking about like leaving people behind and like stuff like that. And I would listen to it and be sad.
Yeah.
And the next song after that we have coming up is Kiss Another Day Goodbye by David Kaufman and Eric Kabor. I don't really know much about them, but they did this like duo album together, collab album. And this song I listened to, this was one that was like a soundtrack to some of my high school life for a long time. And I like think I misinterpreted it for a long time. Like looking at it now, it's a lot more hopeful than I thought it was. So that's a really beautiful thing to come back to something and get a new meaning out of it. But it's really very special to me and it's a very beautiful song. So here we go.
Thank you.
sat up in my bed, rubbed the sleep away from my eyes, shook my head. I went on out to grab a cup of coffee, left my dreams behind. California sun was all I had for breakfast, and it burned my mind. It burned my mind. And I don't know how much longer cry. Yeah, I don't know how much longer I can kiss another day goodbye. Kiss another day goodbye. I live.
Well, I wonder what it is 'cause you're is the same in this long knowing game where every new blood gets time to become resigned.
Hello, everybody. That was New Disaster by Elliott Smith. And before that, we had
My Angel by Adrian Lenker. I chose that song because I think it's really, I don't know, I don't have that much to say. I just think it's really pretty and heartbreaking. I think like a lot of her, like Adrian Lenker's, like lyrics are very like, I don't know, metaphorical, I guess. But I think like, and I don't think that all like songwriting has to be like that for it to be like powerful and beautiful, but I think when it comes to her music, I think it's really effective. Like, I don't know. Yeah. So
that was well put.
Yeah. but yeah, I've been listening to a lot of Adrian Lenker lately. So and this song and Come are like, I was deciding between those two to put on this playlist, but I chose My Angel. And I know that's not, the song isn't really about that, but like My Angel, like I don't know, I just think about my dog.
Oh, when you were gonna say that. To it.
Like, because that's my angel. I don't know. I know that's not what it means, but that's how I feel.
You're allowed to feel, yeah, however you want to feel about a song.
But
you,
yeah,
have my blessing.
Thank you. but go ahead, Carly.
Yeah, obviously, I'm a big Elliott Smith fan. Kate's also a big Elliott Smith fan. This is another song I've listened to probably like 100 million times. Like, I was singing all the words. Yeah.
I know some of the words.
You do. I know you do.
I can never measure up to Carly when it comes to Elliott Smith.
Hey,
but
hey, that means a lot. Thank you. Shout out my sister. She's still listening. I've credited her 1,000,001 times with showing me Elliott Smith, but it's one of her, the greatest gifts she could have given,
yeah,
me. So I appreciate that. This song is very, very special to me. Yeah, and that was our show. This has been Carly
and Kate
With By Starlight on
91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I love how monotone it
sounds. It's the only way we can do it, because we used to read from it.
So. Yeah, but we're in Studio C, so...
No more. And it really is by Starlight now. Finally,
I know.
Finally, it's time for it to be by Starlight at 6 p.m.
I know.
Yeah.
Sadly.
And
but happily.
Happily and sadly.
Yeah.
But we'll leave you with a little musical outro, and you'll get into the next show. It's an Adrian Lenker from Instrumental.
Yes, so. But stay tuned for the next show. I'm sure it'll be great. Thank you, guys, and have a good rest of your week.